Hi, I'm Sean Labrie, a Group Program Manager on the Cloud Platform Tools team. In this video, I'm going to introduce you to the new experiences that simplify development of apps that connect to cloud services. I'll do this by first discussing challenges of connecting to services and then giving you a demo of the new experience we have developed in Visual Studio. As we started development, we looked at ways that we could reduce the complexity and pain points for developing apps that connect to cloud services. Our goal was to make answering each of these questions as straightforward as possible. Our solution was to create a single place where you can discover the services that are available for your app. From there, the experience guides you through the key questions to configure the service and acquire the right set of libraries depending on the service and project type that you are targeting. It then sets up authentication for the project so that you can quickly get started writing your business logic. And now, let's switch to the demo. In this demo, you will see that I have an existing MVC web application that I want to connect to some resources in Azure Storage. To get started, I will right-click on the project and add a connected service. In the dialog that comes up, you will notice that you are provided with a set of cloud services that you can choose from. At launch, Microsoft will include support for Azure Mobile Services to connect to your mobile backend. You can also connect to blobs, tables, and queues in your Azure Storage account. Or you can integrate with mail, calendar, contacts, files, as well as users and groups from your enterprise's Office 365 account. We will be continuously adding new services to this list, and we've provided a convenient mechanism to discover the new ones that may be available through the Find More Services button. As we've developed the connected services experience, we've also been partnering with third-party cloud service vendors to integrate their experiences here as well. In this build, you can see that we have Salesforce to connect your applications to CRM data. But again, you can use the Find More Services button to discover more third-party options. In this demo, we're going to be adding some pictures from an Azure Storage account, so let's go and configure it. Since I'm signed into Visual Studio, it already knows who I am, and it also knows which storage accounts that I can connect to. In this demo, I'm going to go and connect to some landscape photography on a website, so I'll connect to the Contoso Photo Storages blob. Then I'll go ahead and add the service. Connected Services is now performing several operations on the project. It's adding the NuGets that are necessary for your project to connect to the service, as well as adding authentication code necessary to authenticate with the service. For example, it's going to add settings to the web.config file in this particular example. Finally, it launches a web page which tells you what changed in your project, and it also gives you next steps for getting started. Our goal was to leave your project set up in a state where you are ready to write code and, as well, provide you with the right documentation so you know how to get started. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to switch to an updated version of the project where I've actually gone and modified the code snippets that you would have saw on the documentation to work with my storage blob, as well as to go and display the landscape pictures. Now I'm going to go launch the application. And as it does, what it's going to do is it's going to go and connect to the Azure Storage and retrieve the URLs for the photos that are stored in that blob and then display them inside of the MVC web application. And there you have the photos appearing. Now that you've seen how easy it is to connect to a service, the best way to get started is using Visual Studio 2015, which you can find on visualstudio.com. From there, I encourage you to use the resources in the Add Connected Services wizard to explore Azure Mobile Services and Storage, Office 365 APIs, Salesforce, and many of the new connected services that are coming online on a regular basis. Thanks for watching.